7:53. Let's not waste time. Today, Thursday, time for the Fishing Report. Sean Sullivan and Captain Bobby Abrascato.
Indeed, the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Get the gear that Captain Bobby uses. They got it waiting for you there. Ask for Chip or the crew there. They'll set you up. And Louie and the whole crew at McConnell Buick GMC that bring us the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report and the star of the show, Captain Bobby Abrascato. Good morning.
What you do is you pick up one of those GMC Sierra pickup trucks from Louie and make sure that the bed is nice and clean, nothing in it. And then you go by McCoy's and get Chip to fill the back bed up for you. How about that?
And then you deliver it to my house.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like Christmas in July. And you, you got a birthday in July coming up. Maybe we'll do that.
You never forget that. Yeah, it's coming up soon.
I don't know why,
but you always remember me, man. Let's talk about this. This is like, okay, we had the effects of a tropical storm. The rivers were already kind of high. They went a lot higher, and the wind blew out of the south big time. So please paint me a rosy picture of how we're going to find some fish this weekend.
Well, before we start on the rosy picture, you left one part out. We had a ton of local rain on top of all
that. That too, yeah.
Yeah, so with that, the good news is the few trips that I've had since the monsoon have been fantastic. I mean, we're in some water right now that typically never gets stained. That's stained right now. That's how much rain we got.
Wow.
There's places right now that have stained water that I've very rarely, if never, seen stained. The good news is the salinity is there. The fish are staying put.
We've had
record book trips yesterday, and I already had a really good trip this morning. Caught some beautiful fish this morning. The key is going to be staying west of the Dolphin Island Bridge. If you start getting out in the bay with Barry Steam Plant, the reading there being, you know, where it's at, as I know
over
it's right 10 feet when I looked at it this morning.
Over 10.
You start talking about 10 feet at Barry, you know, that ruins the lower end of the bay. But west of the Dolphin Island Bridge down through the Sound, there's really pretty, you know, I say really pretty water. There's fishable water down, and the fish, again, luckily just haven't left. Everything's kind of stayed put, so I'm real, real tickled with that. We stayed shallow yesterday and today, and which is another key I like to do when you get stained water is to stay in the shallow water, because like we did this morning, we threw top water to catch some quality fish, and we're throwing corks right now to make some noise and help the fish find the bait, you know, in this off-colored water. But so that's going to be the key, I think, if you're going to do that. The other option is to go, if you get down towards the lower end of the Sound, down towards the island, you're probably going to find your best water clarity down there, and in that case, that's going to be some of those reefs and wrecks and structure, that sort of thing down there. But you're going to have to get in some decent cut water clarity to be able to catch fish anything deeper than about 5 or 6 feet. So I think that's going to be the place to be. Now, the good news is I looked at the upstate rivers this morning and before I left, and some of those crested. So hopefully everything's on the mend, and maybe if we can go for a little while longer without a bunch of rain, we'll be in good shape for the rest of the summer.
I like your positivity, and I like the fact that you're catching fish. Speaking of which, somebody wants to get a trip booked with you. How do they do that?
A-teamfishing.com is the website, and it's got all of our contact information on there and information about the trips you can go to and get it that way. So just either call us. It's got our phone number on there, and just hit us through the website.
All right, Captain Bobby, we will talk to you soon. Get back at it.
Thank you, my friend. Y'all have a great weekend.
You too. Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company and McConnell Buick GMC. And while we're on the subject matter, too, got a note from my buddy Blakely Ellis with CCA Alabama, Coastal Conservation Association. Their 21st annual, beach party. So the Lower Alabama chapter of CCA, that's happening on Saturday. It's going to be at the Wharf Saturday. And it's, tickets available for purchase. Actually, that's going to be on the... be on the 26th. Hmm. Now I got what is going back and forth here. Is it on the 26th? Yeah. So it
26th
is on the 26th.
Is Saturday.
Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah.
That's right. That
is
makes
it,
sense.
Today's the 20th. Yeah, that's right. Get my calendar right. So go to ccaalabama.org and you can get your tickets through that, or see you Saturday down at the Wharf.
Oh, it sounds like